Case Study 1. Mrs. Gray has early onset dementia and is receiving reablement support to establish if she can make her hot meals using the microwave. The occupational therapist has assessed Mrs. Gray and left some adaptive microwave cooking instructions and prompt cards for care staff to use with her. The occupational therapist has also modified the microwave buttons with bright dots to be easier to use. Upon reviewing Mrs. Gray's progress, the occupational therapist noted that some care workers had written that they were preparing the meals for Mrs. Gray, but not whether they had tried the adaptive methods first. The occupational therapist left feedback request sheets in the pigeonholes of several care workers, asking that they give more detail about Mrs. Gray's ability to use the microwave. Upon reviewing the feedback sheets, the therapist was concerned about a care worker who had indicated that she did not feel Mrs. Gray was safe to use the microwave, as she was very confused, so the OT's cards had not been used. The occupational therapist also noted the feedback was barely legible. The occupational therapist raised this as a concern with the care worker's line manager. It transpired that the care worker had missed the mandatory training on the reablement approach when the service was changed over. The care worker's line manager also administered a basic literacy test to ascertain a baseline of ability. The care worker was referred for further formal testing, and it was identified that she had a mild form of dyslexia and required additional time and support to write her notes and understand some of the company's policies and procedures. An attendance review of the mandatory training highlighted that several members of staff had not completed the reablement training. Therefore, a small session was organized to ensure that these staff were up to date with the aims and principles of reablement to increase a person's functional independence, decrease their care needs, enable them to make choices, and improve the quality of their lives. The care worker told her line manager that she had long been afraid that she would get into trouble for her note-keeping, as she had always struggled with writing. The care worker also stated that she had been unhappy in her work since reablement replaced home care, but that following her training session she had new confidence in her role and had started to see the benefits with service users. How did receiving feedback become a positive learning experience? The care workers received vital training to help them understand their role and the aims of the service. The care worker received more formal support and special considerations in achieving her learning needs. The care worker was encouraged to have an open discussion about her difficulties and lack of confidence, in which she was able to be honest about her fears of reprisal. The care worker expressed that since the situation came to light, and she had received more training and support, that she had grown in confidence and seen the benefits in service users' progress.